Okay, we're going to bring out the guys in the band. I just want to tell you guys, first time I got a chance to see Paula Cole was at TD Garden when Paula was touring with Peter Gabriel. It was a wonderful, wonderful night. So what a great honor it is for us here to present Paula Cole on her stage. Her new CD, I want to let you know, is called Ballads. Features 20 gorgeous standards. It's a wonderful album, and I know she'll share some of that music with you tonight. So please enjoy tonight's performance.
Quiet in here.
Woo!
Hey, Noah, you ready? Noah's ready. I hear him.
I'm ready.
Ross?
Yeah.
All right, will you please welcome Grammy Award winning artist, Paula Cole.
Where do I put this fire? This bright red feeling, this tiger lily down my mouth. He wants to grow to 20 feet tall. I've left Bethlehem. I'm so tired of being shy, I'm not that girl anymore. I'm not that straight A anymore. Now I wanna surf with my legs wide open, the laugh so loud that the whole town rest your bubble tongue and don't get me. Oh, look at the tiger jumping out of her mouth. And I've left Bethlehem and I feel free. I've left the girl I was. She's trying to touch my ass. I can finally be a teenager at age 26. Who the hell that's hackers and bears? I'm not afraid of you anymore. But fear will come out like 50 buffoons. And I'm folded around the corner like a product of Betty now. I've left Bethlehem and I feel free. I've left the girl to meet someday. call me a bitch in here. Call you a liar. And we'll throw stones on Cupid. Isn't it, coming here at the end of the year? Thank you for being part of my life and that tradition. I had to dust off some Christmas songs for you, which I'll come out with later, but... And also I wanted to just do songs that I wanted to do, so It's gonna be a smattering tonight, you know? This one I hadn't thought of for a while, and someone told me that they heard it on Sirius, the Velvet Station, which I didn't even know existed, so I guess I'm kind of velvety, so. But this one, I wrote this when I was still a young mother, and I had to spend a lot of time with my daughter at home. She had a really bad asthma. We were cycling a lot of different meds and looking for a way for her to breathe healthfully. She's fine now. In fact, she's here tonight. So. But I wrote this one when I was kind of trying to figure out who I was as a mother and leaving behind Paula Cole for a little while and becoming number two and helping this little person breathe. So, let me find it here. I can't find myself.
Join the rank and file.
Cause me, so I
sound still more vocal. Thank you. So just going to give a nod to ballads and sing a couple songs from that. This song is just beloved and timely and was written by one of America's great singer-songwriters, Billie Holiday.
Please don't take too much.
just a few months, but it was like just love, and buoyed me on the road, because I've been on the road an awfully long time, off and on, right? And you get complainy and tired, and then in came Ross, and Ross just put such beautiful energy into the van and the plane and the car and the everything, just helping me as a gentlemanship with all the merch and the tear down and with the drives, and is such a beautiful musician. So from an island that nobody knows, you said, right? He's from an island that nobody knows in Maine. Where's the place in Maine? Maybe these folks know it.
Arousic
Island. Nobody knows it. It's an island with nobody knows. This is Ross Gallagher on bass. And I met Noé, what year was it, Noé?
2013.
And I was called in to do a tribute to Joni Mitchell at Berklee College of Music, so I sang many Joni Mitchell songs with students. And there was Noé, and he was still a student at the time, and he had all of these complicated segues from song to song to song, and he knew them, and he was just brilliant, and I thought, aha. And this has been, we've been playing together ever since. So from Carpi, Italy, now one of us, now newly immigrated to America. This is Noé Soha on the guitar and the bass side. We're going to do a really up-tempo song.
you can't resist a man all the same. When you have kissed him, the zoo. What a little moonlight can do. This is Noah Soha and Ross Gallagher. My piano okay now? Yeah, we're good. This is a gospel song written by Dr. Billy Taylor, but made more known by the most beautiful Nina Simone. I wish you could know what.
This is, it was Nina that inspired me to cover some of Bob Dylan's songs because she did that and really made them so unique. And it took me an awfully long time, I'm ashamed to say, to really embrace and understand Bob Dylan. I fell in love with The Times They Are Changing album. That was the doorway for me. That was the gateway drug. And so I did a couple of those songs and ballads and as a nod to Nina as well. And this song is very touching and very true today, and it could absolutely be a Black Lives Matter song today. This is called The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll. She never done nothing.
that the strings in the books ain't pulled and persuaded, and that even the nobles get properly handled. Once that the cops have chased after and caught them, and that the ladder of the law has no top and no bottom. Stared at the person who killed for no reason, who just happened to be feeling that way without warning, and he spoke through his cloak, most deep and distinguished, and handed out strongly for penalty and repentance, Williams and Zinger with a 6 month sentence. Questions? Well, I'm good. Really, no questions? There's... Well, I want to thank you for coming out on a chilly night, right? At the end of the year, and spending it with me, because it just gets so damn seductive to stay in bed with Netflix these days, doesn't it? It's just harder and harder to leave the house. What are they doing to us? Thank you for coming out in the cold and supporting live music and being part of this primal thing. Our lives depend on it. They really do. And you give us joy. This is what we used to do. We used to like have a fire and eat peyote and get naked, I guess, right? This is our version of that, I guess. But I want to say that I love you and I appreciate you. I love you very much, I do. Thank you for being with me all these years. Here we go, getting older together, right? The center of all things, and I. center of all things, and I believe in love.
Janie is listening because we changed our set list all around. So Janie, I'd love to call Janie Barnett back to the stage to join me on vocals. Are you here, Janie?
Yeah.
For this next song.
I wanna be high. watch the dandelion sun scorching like a glass of cold lemonade. I won't do the laundry if you pay all the bills. Where is my John Wayne? Where is my prairie sun? Where is my happy ending? Where have all the cowboys gone? Why don't you stay the evening? Get back and watch the TV and I'll fix a little something to you. Oh, when I'll be back, it's walking on the track. How do you take your coffee, my sweet? I will raise the children if you pay your bills. Where is my junk away? Where is my prairie sun? Where is my happy ending? Where have all the cowboys Chevy when we had another baby and we took the job in Tennessee. We made friends at the farm and we joined them at the bar almost every single day of the week. You go wash the dishes while I go have a beer. Where is my junk away? Where is my pretty son? Where is my
therapists that this song has been really helpful for their teenage clients. Woo!
Oh, and I'm probably gonna fuck up. I know I'm gonna fuck up. So this, if you recall, for those of you who supported me on my Ballads Kickstarter campaign, I wanna thank you, you're so righteous for me. Thank you, and part of that, one of the pledges was to send me songs to cover. And, you know, to learn, it was a request. And so this, I'm finally getting to them because it's been such a busy year of touring and teaching and doing a million things, but I'm getting to them and I've learned my first cover and this of this song. But I need to film it, and I'm wondering if, like, a couple of you, could you pull out your phones and film it for me? And let's see, you could send it to info@harbingertours.com, and then I would get it, and then I can upload it to my YouTube channel if it doesn't completely suck. Right? So this one was a request. I'm gonna try to nail. Yeah, thank you. All right. This is for Aaron.
Thank you. dog next, okay?
Are you ready to sing some Christmas songs with me? Just to feel it, right? To feel the goodness, the singing is so nice. All right. Okay. And I have to cheat a little bit, you know.
Oh.
To make
season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes on the glow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. Every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and the cookies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if a reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. This is when you say Merry Christmas. Merry
singing together, okay? Thank you for letting me get a little Christmassy, cheating on my cheat notes. I didn't think I was gonna do the Christmas songs, and then someone emailed, "You gotta do the Christmas songs." Oh no! So I had to cheat a little bit, but it was really fun. Thank you for singing with me. My favorite is Nat King Cole. Singing those Christmas songs. Okay, so I wrote this song for my grandparents, and I just feel their spirit in this song. This song just has a life of its own. It keeps going on, and I know they're in this song. You ready to sing with me?
Yeah.
So open up your morning light and see a little purple. You know that if we want to stay alive, see the peace in our eyes.
See you again.